Now, Juliana, come up, and I want you to know that the scripture reading today, I chose to use the Bible version, The Message. So if you don't hear a lot of these and those, you'll know why.
And this is Paul's letter to the church in Philippi. And Paul had a special relationship with this church. He really loved them. And this is what happens to be one of my favorite books in the New Testament and my favorite chapters of my favorite book. So I feel so blessed. Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them, not against them. Help them to see that the master is about to arrive. He could show up at any minute. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Summing it up all, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious. The best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly. Things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that. And God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. I'm glad in God, far happier than you would ever guess. Happy that you're again showing such strong concern for me. Not that you ever quit praying and thinking about me. You just had a chance to show it. Actually, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally. I've learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much. With much as with little. I found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or empty, whatever I have, wherever I am. I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. I don't mean that your help didn't mean a lot to me. It did. It was a beautiful thing that you came alongside me in my troubles. You Philippians well know, and you can be sure I'll never forget it, that when I first left the Macedonia province, venturing out with the message, not one church helped out in the give and take of this work except you. You were the only one. Even while I was in Thessalonica, you helped out. Not only once, but twice. Not that I'm looking for handouts, but I want you to experience the blessing that issues from generosity. And now I have it all. And keep getting more. The gifts you sent with Aphroditus were even more than enough. Like sweet-smelling sacrifice roasting on the altar, filling the air with fragrance, pleasing to God to no end. You can be sure that God will take care of everything you need. His generosity exceedingly even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus. Our God and Father abounds in glory that just pours out into eternity. Yes. Give our regards to every follower of Jesus you meet. Our friends here say hello. All the Christians here, especially the believers who work in the palace of Caesar, want to be remembered to you. Receive and experience the amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ, deep, deep within yourselves. The word of God. For us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you so much, Juliana. I know that was a lot of scripture, especially for me. I'm usually short, but there was a big point to be made in that scripture, and I'm hoping that during the course of this, it'll work itself out. Well, you know, I always like to start with a story to calm my nerves down. Well, there was a young guy. His name was Chad, and he was really nervous, and he approached his girlfriend's father, and he said, Excuse me, Mr. Scott, but there's just something I've been wanting to ask you and wanted to ask you and wanted to ask you. And the man said, well, of course, young man, you have my full blessing. My daughter's happiness is all I want. Yes, you can marry her. Kid said, blessing? Yes, of course, you want to marry my daughter, right? No, sir, that's not it. Actually, my car payment's due, and I'm a little short until payday. I was hoping you could loan me $100. And the guy said, heck no, I hardly know you. And that's the way that works. You know, feeling blessed seems to be all over social media. I don't do a lot of social media, quite honestly. But I'm a person who, in his life, feels blessed, and I wanted to get, you know, look up online and see how others feel, of, you know, what they think of to be blessed. And, excuse me, I was shocked at hashtag blessed. I mean, it's like everywhere. It's, what do you say, college scholarship, hashtag blessed. New shoes, hashtag blessed. Unexpected raise, hashtag blessed. And I just, I don't know, kind of put me off. You know, as Christians, we use that term, of course. We pray God will bless our family. We attribute our undeserved gifts to God's blessings. We talk about ministries being blessed, but what does it really mean? How should we have an understanding of the blessings of God? One translation of the New Testament, the ESV, has 112 references with the words bless, blessing, or blessed, and not one, not a single one connects blessings to material prosperity. Not one. Think about these passages. Sufferings and trials are not blessings in themselves, but they're channels for God's grace. Ones we're all familiar with. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when others revile and persecute. You know, there's no hint of having lots of stuff or perfect life in any New Testament reference. On the contrary, as I read above, blessings are typically connected with either poverty and trial or the spiritual benefits of being joined by faith to Jesus. According to the Keyword Study Bible, the Greek word translated blessed in all these passages, makarios, which means to be fully satisfied. And think about that, to be fully satisfied. And it refers to those receiving God's favor regardless of what your circumstances are, good or bad. So the obvious question arises, so what does it mean to be blessed? And I promise you, I'm going to revisit that term a lot in the next couple minutes. There are several definitions of blessed in the English language according to the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary. The first one is made holy or consecrated. The second is endowed with divine favor and protection. And the third is bringing pleasure or relief as a welcome contrast to what one has previously experienced. Or in other words, getting stuff. When I was looking at the definition, I was pleasantly surprised because growing up in the Methodist Church, I have most commonly heard the term and the phrase, I am blessed, in reference to good fortune. Or a desired outcome, you know, we're blessed, our prayers were answered for a surgery. Or comfort. In fact, I often used it that way myself. It's certainly true that earthly gifts we receive, like comforts and desired outcomes, success and fortune, are all undeserved blessings from the Lord. These undeserved blessings, which God pours out on all people through his grace, ought to be received with thanksgiving and praise. And us being happy. But in our weakness, we're often prone to attitudes of entitlement and pride and seeking happiness in worldly circumstances. You know, non-believers get blessings too, folks. It's not just us. It's just not in the same way. They're blessed through the common grace of God that extends to all people. However, because this grace, their grace has an expiration date on Judgment Day. And the blessed circumstances of their lives are short-term gifts of God's grace rather than the life-giving, eternal blessings that are poured out on us believers. And it's sad that the comfort of those temporary believers, they'll probably never realize until Judgment Day just how much in error they were. So it made me pretty happy to find out that even in the dictionary, blessing means to be made holy. So what are blessings from God? Paul describes blessings in the New Testament. Praise for spiritual blessings in Christ. In Ephesians 1:3, it says, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." So God gives us every spiritual blessing that he has and does not hold back or leave out any blessings to us. So what are these spiritual blessings? I'm glad you asked. Thank you. God pours out them, the blessings, when we follow Jesus. That's so important. These are for people of faith, not your casual when you ask, "So what faith do you have, a Christian?" No, I'm talking about people who believe. And here's what you get. Salvation, forgiveness, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which gives us insight and power to do God's will, an eternal life with Christ, and our blessings last forever, and they begin immediately with our faith in Jesus. And his blessings are anything that brings us closer to him. Think about that. Anything that brings you closer to Christ, to God, is in and of itself a blessing. There are different types of blessings from God. My favorite, the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's in our lives, and that shows us our faith is real, because his power forms us. The Holy Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. Believe it or not, you know the song we just sang, Blessings of Abraham, and talking about your inheritance? That's what he's talking about. Your inheritance of faith and the blessings from God. In Ephesians 1:14, it says, Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. God blesses us with an inheritance of faith, not a material, but a spiritual inheritance of enormous wealth. And God planned that inheritance all the way back to Abraham. Well, it's God, so I'm sure it was even before that. So back to material blessings. What about them? What about material prosperity, successes, loving families, great friends, and good health? Are those blessings from God? Well, God blesses us with gifts here on earth that we can be thankful for. The following Jesus does not guarantee any earthly blessings. He doesn't bless us because we have a close relationship with him. We can't buy God's blessings or earn them through good works, our own determination, or obeying his commandments. I mean, do we even deserve blessings in the first place? Do we deserve grace? Do we deserve that? It's called an undeserved gift. It's right there in the name. God blesses us because he's God, and we are not. And he chooses blessings. I know the attributes of God, and he does not give, take away, allow, or withhold his blessings with wrong motives. He is the perfecter and creator of all things. I know for certain that I can trust his judgment. It makes me even more grateful for the blessings he does give me in my life. Jesus never said that material wealth or earthly possessions were bad. There's nowhere in the Bible where he says, you know, heaven is a bad thing. And there's the joke about the rich man and the camel. But generally speaking, there's nothing wrong with having stuff. The problem comes is having love of all those things, which interferes with your love of Christ. So you don't love your stuff so much that it gets in the way of your faith. There's Bible verses about sharing your blessings. He clarifies that if we give our material blessings a higher priority in our lives over him, then we need to check our hearts. You see, in Matthew 6:19-21, we all know this one. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store for yourself treasures in heavens. in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is where your heart is also. Another one I really love. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will pour it out into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. I think that's really encouraging. It gives us beautiful, there's a beautiful visual, you know, of being poured with blessings. So I called this sermon, I Am So Blessed, so I should probably spend some time telling you why, but not a lot. First, I want to say that I am blessed for everything that has ever happened to me. And I'm even more blessed for all the things that didn't. Any of you who know me know that I am a person who often says he is blessed. I have a loving family that seems to be getting larger and larger. Yeah, a wife I can't imagine living without, a home to live in, food on my plate. And these are only a part of my blessings, although they're wonderful. And I believe in my heart in the scripture, Luke 12:48, but the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. In other words, the more you've been given, the more that is expected of you. And I feel I've been given a lot. And for that reason, I have a servant's attitude. And I will forever be your servant. Right here. Many of you know me quite well. You know I tend to be a little high strung. I tend to be very loving and friendly and caring. It's taken a lot of years of practicing my Christianity. I try my best to be grateful and kind, appreciative and helpful. And whenever possible, I try to be a blessing in someone else's life. You would be amazed what a blessing it can be for someone just to have someone to talk to. Just to have somebody to hug. Just to have somebody to pray with. I tend to be happy with an optimistic outlook on the world. Just to make it short and sweet for myself, let you know, I've not been blessed with a bunch of money to leave the kids or a bunch of property up north somewhere or a fancy vehicle, hence the cover of the bulletin. If anybody was wondering why I had a picture of my rusty old truck, now you know. But I have been blessed in my heart to the point where it is overbeaming. I look at the world around me and I remember 1 Corinthians 15:8-10, which states, last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. For I am the least of the apostles, not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. It's funny, this verse, most people know, but they don't know all those words. It's better known by a phrase my mother had on a small plaque sitting on the wall. It was there my whole life. And all it said was, there but for the grace of God go I. That's what that scripture means. And I've lived with those words in my heart forever. And I continue to when I look around at the world. You know, I was talking to the Laycocks a few weeks ago, shortly after I had the back surgery in May. And they were wondering how I was doing. And you guys know me, I'm pretty open, I'll tell you whatever. And I told them a story. It had happened that very week that they were asking. It was a Tuesday, and I couldn't even stay here the whole day. I was in so much pain, and I don't want to take pain meds and drive. So I'm driving home, and I'm hurting so bad. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think I was going to make it home. And all of a sudden, I swear to God, I said out loud, I am so blessed. Because the thought popped in my mind that said, man, this could be so much worse. That was the thought that came in. This could be so much worse. A couple of weeks ago, I remember mentioning to Matt Hayes, we're out in the parking lot and we're standing, and I said, I think I'm going to get my truck fixed up and make it look really nice. And he looked at me and he said, you know, Steve, I've known you a while now, and you've never come across to me as anybody who really gives a care about that truck. All you care is that it gets you from A to B. And I'll be honest with you, I took that as a huge compliment. I genuinely feel blessed in my heart when I see you folks on Sundays. I look forward to it. When I smile at you, I promise you, it is a smile of genuine love and that I'm thinking of you. Yeah, Kim, you. All right, most of you, not all. You know, there's a genuine uplifting blessing in my soul, and I have found that the more I expose myself to your love and God's love, and the more I'm willing to give it, the greater that blessing grows. I feel like the Grinch, you know, his heart grows his three sizes, but it happens constantly. I have these moments where I'm just filled. I don't know when all that happened to me, but my eyes were open, and folks, I really don't believe I have any more blessings than any of you. Maybe less. Nah, we all have the same blessings. Who am I kidding? I believe we're all surrounded by blessings every day, but we tend to concentrate on those things that are in our blessing, the lessons in the blessing. You know what I mean? What did I learn? What did I learn from that horrible incident? You know, what blessing came from that? And we do spend a lot of time doing that. But there's nothing wrong with getting a blessing up front. You know, we all have our own little piece of kingdom right here on earth, and you can feel it more and more. Gratitude, kindness, graciousness, giving, listening. They all help you have your piece of heaven on earth. Are there any other blessings then? Well, Scripture shows us, to be honest, that blessing is anything God gives us that makes us fully satisfied in Him. I keep trying to press that mark home. Anything that helps us relinquish the temporal, all that crap in our brain, and hold on more tightly to what is eternal. And as often it is that the struggles and trials, the aching disappointments and unfulfilled longings that best enable us to do that, there are still blessings we experience every day. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. Lead us not into temptation. His rod and his staff protect me. These are everyday blessings that everybody gets, everybody experiences. But I don't know if everybody appreciates it. And if we learn to appreciate it and be grateful for it, you find, you see more and more blessings in your life. We call ourselves practicing Christians. I know I do. And certainly counting or paying attention to your blessings requires practice. And you'll find the more blessings you count, the more you realize you have. I'm not saying that everyone listening is going to feel as blessed as I do, but I can tell you that the more you can see your blessings, the more aware of your blessings you become. It's like prayer. You know, the more you pray, the stronger your prayer becomes, the more faith you have in your prayer, and the more dependent you come on your prayer, and your prayers just become this whole new thing. And counting your blessings and looking for your blessings and seeing your blessings is the same way. The more you practice, the better you get at it. Our own Adam is blessed to be purchasing a new home this week. There's no way I could ever walk in any of your shoes, but I promise you that my own shoes are pretty well worn. Being truly blessed, pain and loss transform us. While they sometimes unravel us, they do, they can tear us apart, but they can also push us to a deeper life with God than we ever thought possible. That's what happened to me. They make us rest in God alone, not what we can do or achieve for Him and not what He can do or achieve for us. In pain and loss, we just long for His presence. We long to know that God is for us and with us and in us. Great families, financial wealth, and good health are all wonderful gifts, and we should and can thank God, but they are not as great as blessings. They make us delight in God. I misspoke. They may make us delight, not in God, but in His gifts. And that's not where your delight belongs. God's greatest blessings always rest in God Himself. When we have that, we are truly hashtag blessed. So God's ultimate blessing, God's original plan was to bless us with a life of peace and fulfillment from with sin. But sin ruined that plan, as we all know. right in the beginning, but he continues to give us an ultimate blessing of restoration, forgiveness, and eternal life through Christ. Jesus pours out all of his attributes on us, his love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness. Those are blessings. And you need to practice and apply those attributes in your own life by blessing others as we have been blessed. And you don't have to go through any misery to get joy and peace and love and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness. No pain required. No misery. They're just there to be taken. In the meantime, through the Holy Spirit, we try to live as ambassadors for Christ. We experience trials along the way, but God's blessings and his divine favor are always there to bring abundance back to our lives. I hope that in some way, I just want to close by saying, I hope that in some way, we all have a new understanding of God's blessings in our personal lives, and that we use them to bless others in our personal lives. I'd like to pray now, and I've actually taken a psalm and broken it down into what I believe are some of our blessings. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to remember that although you have promised us blessings through our troubles and miseries, you have also blessed us, all of us, with the promises of your word. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you're with me. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel so secure. You serve me a 6-course dinner in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head, and my cup brims with blessings. Your beauty and your love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now...